My patient is Juanita Davis, J-U-A-N-I-T-A, Juanita Davis, D-A-V-I-S. Date of birth is 2-5-55. Date of visit 3-4-25. Please make a copy for Geraldo Melo, M-D. Geraldo, H-A-R-O-L-D-O, Melo, M-E-L-O, M-D. Next paragraph, dear Geraldo, thank you for sending Juanita Davis for primary evaluation. Next, history of present illness. This is a 70-year-old female with a past history of COPD as well as a non-small cell lung cancer with metastatic disease to the ribs and skull, as previously noted to have a right lung mass, and received chemotherapy per Dr. Paul Dodd, D-O-D-D. The patient apparently was unable to tolerate chemotherapy and subsequently was referred to radiation therapy and is being scheduled for radiation treatments to rib lesions as well as lesions of the skull. The patient did have a biopsy of the left supraclavicular node in August of 24, and it was reportedly a metastatic, poorly differentiated non-small cell carcinoma, consistent with adenocarcinoma. She did have a PET CT in the past, as well as CT of the chest and abdomen. And patient's chest CT showed a lymphadenopathy in the left supraclavicular area and in the AP window, as well as subcranial lymph node on the left and a right hilar lymph node and a left hilar lymph node. There was evidence of a right upper lobe perihilar and interstitial opacity and background of severe emphysema. The whole body bone scan showed a possible osteoblastic metastasis in the right frontal calvarium. And PET CT was done in August 24, which showed multiple hypermetabolic left supraclavicular nodes. And mediastinal nodes in the AP window and the prevascular region. And left subcarinal node as well. The patient states she has lost weight. She also has trouble swallowing, and a SAD endoscopy is done for esophageal dilatation. and she has been using a Trilogy Ellipta inhaler for her COPD. The next passage includes history of COPD with emphysema and a history for cataract surgery with implants. She has a nice history of hypertension or diabetes. She has some depression and anxiety. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked half a pack per day for 43 years and quit. No alcohol use. Next, family history. Mother died of old age, father's illness unknown. Next, allergies to Flexeril, Percodan, and tape. Next paragraph, med list included Trilogy Ellipta, 100 micrograms, one puff daily, Xanax, 0.5 milligrams, TIDPRN, Protonix, 40 milligrams daily, Hydrocodone, 10 milligrams, Q6PRN, and Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Next, system review of the patient. Had fatigue, denied significant weight loss, she has had glaucoma and cataracts, she has hoarseness and wheezing and shortness of breath, she has nausea, vomiting, and epigastric distress and constipation. She has chest pains, no calf muscle pains or palpitations. She has anxiety attacks. She has easy bruising. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. No seizures or headaches. No skin rash, no itching. And she has urinary frequency. Next, physical exam. This thinly built elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 120 by 70, pulse 102, respiration 18, temperature 97.5, weight is 94 pounds, saturation 96. HEND announced falling pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Nasal mucous edematous, neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements, radicularis excursions. There are scattered visas in the upper chest, more on the left side. Are the absence irregular, sonar S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus, no gross motor absent. Cranial has grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Non-small cell lung cancer with metastatic disease to mediastinal and supraclavicular lymph nodes. Number 2 is metastatic lesions to ribs and calvarium. Number 3, history of anxiety and depression. And next, next paragraph plan. The patient has been advised to continue with Trilogy Ellipta, 200 micrograms, one puff daily. And she was advised to use a nebulizer with albuterol solution, QIDPRN. Continue the pain meds, including oxycodone, 10 milligrams, Q6PRN, and Xanax, 0.5 milligrams, TIDPRN. Follow-up visit to be arranged. I'm sorry. She will also continue with radiation therapy as planned to the left rib cage at the site of metastasis. And a follow-up chest CT has been ordered in 6 weeks. A follow-up visit be arranged here in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Geraldo Melo, M-E-L-O, Geraldo, M-D. Okay.